Chasers, and happy September 1st. Oh my God, it is September 1st. Where did August go? I, for one, cannot wait for September. I, more importantly, cannot wait for October. So September 1st makes me one day closer to October. And for that, I am eternally grateful. I think I just said grateful and not grateful. I am both grateful and grateful. You guys, it is Wednesday, tough day of the week, but it's not the worst, it's just not the best. We already went through this last week. Anyway, we have so many things to get to. I am Allison. I am the host of Pop Chaser, your daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. And we are going to go through the biggest headlines in entertainment today. And boy, oh boy, the celebs brought it, first of all. And we're going to just kick it off with that. I have famously defended Scott Disick for years, and I know that he and I would both agree that Kourtney Kardashian is way better than him and that he does not deserve her. I know he would say the same thing. I'm going to take a big sigh before I say this next thing. There's just something about them as a couple that I love, and I know that that is problematic, but I don't know. I want Kourtney to be happy. I really do. And I have not one doubt in my mind that she is happy with Travis Barker, her current boyfriend. But is there a little part of me that wishes she could be happy with Scott? Of course. I totally acknowledge that Scott has a lot of shit to figure out for a man who is rounding 40. But I really hold out hope down the line. Everybody in this situation will find happiness, and I really hope Kourtney and Scott find happiness together. But Scott is making it kind of difficult for me to defend him because he is pulling some truly amateur shit on Instagram. Let's get into it. If you guys remember, Kourtney dated a man named Yunus Benjima like 4 years ago. He's a model. He's very hot. They broke up. It seemed amicable. We love an amicable split. We really do. I feel like Kourtney is so good at that because she's just like, doesn't care about things. That might be mean to say, but I actually really idolize that in her. Anyway, Yunus seems like a great guy, has never really said anything bad about Kourtney. But yesterday he came into the messy pond where I like to hang out and exposed Scott Disick on Instagram. And it is so good. So Yunus posted a screenshot of a direct message that he got from the giveaway account King, Let the Lord Be With You, aka Scott Disick, on Instagram stories. And it is causing me to spiral out of control, quite frankly. So first of all, the two don't follow each other. I feel like that just needed to be said to set the baseline, the foundation of the relationship between Yunus and Scott. But what the DM was Scott sending a photo of Kourtney laying on top of Travis Barker, kissing on a boat in Italy. And he has his hands on her ass. And it is certainly PDA, but it is a paparazzi shot. It is a stolen moment in time. And quite frankly, they look so fucking good. I don't blame them. I'm jealous. Congrats to them for this photo. Italy, the hotspot for celeb couples. Let's not forget Ben Affleck and J-Lo were there this summer. It's the go-to place if you're trying to have a hot girl summer. Anyway, Scott sends this photo to Yunus and says, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy. And then Yunus responds, doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro. And in the next slide, Yunus goes on to say that Scott has been playing around for too long and that he is, quote, tired of staying quiet and being the nice guy. First of all, way to go, Yunus, on giving us some drama light. I feel like the middle of the week is a hard day to feel excited by. But Yunus, you are delivering on a Tuesday into Wednesday. I really appreciate that. And then I also love watching somebody be embarrassed over screenshots of their text messages. That's a whole nother level of voyeurism for me, but I love it, love it, love it. But let's break down this message. The level of anger that I have, and I think it's because I am so invested in Kourtney and Scott, the anger it brings me to see Scott talk about Kourtney this way to someone it sounds like he has straight up no relationship with. calling her this chick when she's literally the mother of your children is just so shitty. Plus, and in the middle of Italy is just so funny to me, because when Scott and Courtney were together, I feel like Scott would grab Courtney's ass in the middle of a BP gas station right after swinging in to grab a Long John and a slushie. So I don't know why he's so offended about this one. It's way classier. The coast of Italy, like, come on, you wish, you wish. I mean, and that's exactly what this is. It reeks of jealousy. I think that I don't know what Scott was thinking he would get out of this. Courtney's ex-boyfriend, did you think this was going to be a bonding moment? Also, let's just say it, just like Lisa Rinna does every Wednesday on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Scott, you're dating a 20-year-old. You are dating a 20-year-old girl who is closer in age to your children than she is to you. So the real question is, Scott, are you okay? Because I think looking at this photo, Courtney is doing just fine. She is really living out the dream in Italy. And I cannot keep going on defending Scott if he's going to do this kind of stuff. Come on, buddy. We sat through that. We sat through 16 years of a television show for me to defend you at the reunion, saying he's going to work on it himself. And then you're going to do this. This is like seventh grade level, which I don't know, like, did Amelia teach you that? The other people in the relationships have gotten in on the conversation. And sorry, that was a dig at Amelia. She can't help it that she's 20 years old. She can't. That's just how time works, but he can help it. Travis Barker posted on Instagram that laughing meme from Goodfellas. So I think he got a little chuckle out of it, that Scott looked like a complete loser. And then Courtney tweeted a Bible verse, and it said, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you wish and it will be done for you." Which, quite frankly, I first read and thought it was from Aladdin. It sounded like the genie in Aladdin, but it is a Bible verse. And it seems like she's taking the higher road, but I would kill to know what her real response is. I know she always is just so kind of void of emotion when shit like this happens, which to a degree I really commend, because I'm just like a blubbering mess when the smallest inconvenience occurs. But, oh, I would kill to know what the like uncensored reaction was to this. And then Amelia Gray Hamlin posted a picture of Mr. Big and Carrie from Sex and the City. So I think she tried. I think she tried to get in on it, but I don't think it was successful. And I will just say, before we go on to the next topic, something I love is just to see how celebrities type and message people. Is that just me? Is anyone else just so obsessed with seeing, oh, okay, you love an exclamation point. Scott famously doesn't use any punctuation other than a ton of question marks, no exclamation points. And that's why I can't quit the whole like Lizzo, Chris Evans TikTok thing that's happening. That's how I learned Chris Evans is an LOL guy and not a ha-ha guy. And that's so important to know. Imagine if I was going throughout life not knowing that Chris Evans was using LOL over ha ha ha. You know, it's the more you know. So, story number two, what can I say about Real Housewives of New York that hasn't been said before? It is good that it's over. I love that next week is a very special episode of New York Housewives, which just means a clip show, but they didn't even call it that. I think this season, as we all have agreed, just needed to be taken out in the back and shot in the head. And it really was, except the taken in the back was in Ramona's Hamptons house. And the shot in the head was them pinning the tail on the Harry Dubin. With that said, I am hopeful that a new season will come forth and we will get new housewives. We will get some familiar faces during the medley. We will get some new faces, literally anybody. And I'm not just talking about Leah McSweeney's new face. I just really want the show to get a breath of fresh air, come back in. And I'm not talking about like the fresh air on the side of the restaurant where Luann is smoking. Like, I think it's also time for Luann to go too. This finale was so painful to sit through. And if anything, I think it just made me hopeful that the bar is so low we can only go up. And I just hope that when they record the reunion, that everybody just acknowledges, like, yeah, we kind of shit the bed on this one, and we will step aside for a new cast. And then I am excited about New York whenever it does come back. I just don't want to see this be Dallas. You know what I mean when I say that? And I swear to God, if Real Housewives of New York, because of this season alone, ends up on Peacock. And look, don't sleep on Peacock. We love Peacock here at The Dip. But I feel relieved that my Tuesdays are safe now. I can fully dedicate myself to Bachelor in Paradise. Speaking of Bachelor in Paradise, let's just dive right in. Paradise is getting messy AF, and I'm obsessed with it. Okay, before I get any further, though, we need to discuss something just on a personal level, but we need to band together as a society, as a population, and agree that we can no longer promote dates on the Bachelor franchise that involve intimacy, cuddling, Reiki, massages, or breathing on each other. I hated Monday's date, where it was like that double date with Chasen and Chris C, who I don't think has been on the show before. And they were just breathing on the women. I've never seen anything more repulsive. And I think just like the cuddling from last season when Virgin Mike had his foot like stuck between Katie's legs, it's all terrible. So we just need to stop it. If we can all agree to do this together, that would be fantastic. Thank you very much. Okay, so we need to talk about the bump set dick date. Even though that beach volleyball date was censored with Tia and Kenny, I feel like I can never unsee it. The mind naturally wanders, and I was so disturbed by everything I didn't see. And also, like, why is Kenny always naked? Why is he always naked? But I will say Tia is a goddamn delight. I am so glad that she is on the show. And I think that she adds just the right amount of earnestness and awkwardness and country, because we don't have a lot of Southern people on the show, I feel like everybody's from the Northern part of the U.S. And I just think she's so fun and I really loved her. But I do kind of question her judgment because, once again, another person is obsessed with Kenny. And I don't understand it. Why is everybody obsessed with Kenny? What am I missing? What is it about this man and his 85 star tattoos that everybody is obsessed with? Is it what is behind the black box covering his crotch? Is that what it is? Because everybody, you've got Mari, you have Demi, you have Tia, they are all thirsting after this man who is so dated. And I don't mean like, oh, let's bash the 40-year-old. He literally seems like he is, you know what he looks like? He looks like he manages a 90s cover band, a 90s boy band cover band from Chicago. And that's exactly what he does do. So maybe he's actually exactly where he needs to be in life. But it is, if you are sitting at home right now and you're like, Allison, I can name 5 reasons why Kenny is the best, let me know. I would love to know, and I will happily give you the platform to express your opinions, but it is blowing my mind that he is such a hot commodity in Paradise. It's utter nonsense. I also thought that it was rich that Demi was so mad that Kenny went on a date with Tia when she did almost the exact same thing to Mari the night before. It's what we like to call in the biz karma. But I did think Demi had a point, even though I think she's more of a do as I say, not as I do kind of gal, because she said everybody is supposed to date everybody. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do. She did not do that on day 2 when it came to Kenny going on a date with Tia, but she is right. You are supposed to date everybody in Paradise. Everyone is so coupled up and they're so serious. And it is just not fun when people don't let their partners or just the person they're talking to explore other relationships, because you go into a rose ceremony and there's no question who's getting a rose. It is fun to watch the stakes be high. But when we knew Connor B was not going to get a rose. And that's kind of a bummer because we saw it all play out on the show. RIP Connor B. I actually have to say, I think he redeemed himself this season for me, because I famously did not like Connor B on Bachelorette. I think I liked Connor B on Paradise. I really did. Guys, why is Becca Kufrin on this? Why is she on this show? She is better than this. This is like, I want somebody to like go up to her and be like, wait, Becca, I think something's wrong. I don't think you're supposed to be here. Come with me. I'm going to put you in a car, take you straight to the airport and get you back home, because she should not be on the show. I did love how she was like the shiny new object to the nth degree. Having a bachelorette on the series is like such a novel concept to all of the men. And I thought it was kind of fun that Aaron is like fangirling over her, but it just makes no sense to me why she's on this show. If she is really trying to find love, then that's great. I just feel like she's such a figurehead in the Bachelor franchise that having her on Paradise feels honestly inappropriate. She should just be the Bachelorette again. I loved her. And I just question her taste a little bit, but that's fine. I mean, first Garrett, now Aaron. Okay, back up. But also, speaking of taste, Abigail and Noah. No, okay, so Noah on Tayshia's season, I thought was insufferable. No more insufferable than Bennett, who he usually butted heads with, but I thought he was insufferable. But him and Abigail seem to have hit a bit of a rough patch in their ? I must be missing this great connection that everybody says that they have, because I have honestly more chemistry with my bagel guy than they seem to have. And Jasenia is like saying she's going to question everything if they break up. What? What am I missing? I feel like there's got to be so much that's happening behind the scenes that we don't know. Like the reason Kenny is so great. Maybe Kenny is just like, honestly, the main office prankster and people just can't get enough time with him. They just love Kenny. And maybe Abigail and Noah are just the Allie and Noah of The Notebook and we just aren't seeing it. But I have not seen it and I don't understand it. I don't understand why everybody was so invested in them, but it seems like they're kind of pumping the brakes a little bit. I was a little unsure of where they ended, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I liked them. I actually really, really liked them in the premiere when they went on that date. And I thought their conversation about, you know, figuring out what their pace was and Noah really dedicating himself to winning her over was really sweet, but it feels like, I mean, they even acknowledged it. It feels like they have just stalled a little bit. But then again, everybody else on the beach thinks that they're at the end all be all. Shout out to Monday night's episode, by the way, in which Trey calls Tammy a human trash bag because she kissed Thomas on the same daybed as Aaron. And Aaron truly came off like a total psycho. And I don't know if, you know, I should chalk that up to production or editing, but he was so disgusted. And at one point called Thomas his mortal enemy. All of that whole conversation that revolved around Tammy was disgusting. Those men should be mortified, because if a guy was doing that, it would not be a big thing at all. I mean, it has happened. I can't think of any examples right now because there's 85 people on this beach, but if Tammy was a man who was making out with a girl that he was interested in, nobody would be calling him a human trash bag. So let's like pump the brakes, Trey. I'm not really that mad that you left. And you know what? I'm glad that Tejuan went on a date with your uncle. And I think she should explore it, because Dr. Uncle Anthony looks real good right now. And oh, guys, one thing I'm really hesitant to even bring this up. I have to say something that I might edit out, but why do I get such And I know he is so loved because I learned this on Twitter. But Joe and Serena P, why do I get such a father-daughter vibe from them? I'm so sorry. I know that the age thing, look, I love a May-September romance. I think that it's iconic. Who doesn't love that? But there is just something, everything about them revolves around age, how he is so much older than her. And she seems like she is almost just like playing into it, but I hate it. I really hate it. And I don't get the chemistry with them. I don't get it at all. I might cut this out. I don't know. It's just, I get a weird vibe. Do you guys actually think it's one thing if you like Joe? Okay. That is fine. But do you like Joe and Serena? Truthfully, do you think that they actually have chemistry, or do you understand what I'm saying? And that there is a weird vibe because they just keep talking about the age. It almost is like fetishizing it. Maybe that's not even the right word. I don't know. I feel weird watching them on screen though. I think I like them as individuals. I don't know if I like them together. But boy, oh boy, when Kendall showed up to that beach, first of all, Kendall, bat out of hell, shows up, is basically sprinting down the stairs. I'm worried she's going to slip and break an ink. Beelines it right past Ivan, who's just trying to say hi. I love Ivan, and I really wished that him and Becca would talk because I feel like they would really get along. But anyway, she sprints past Ivan, basically shoves him on the ground, and beelines it straight to Joe. I did not know that Kendall was coming specifically for Joe. She seemed so nervous, so maybe that's why she was so awkward, but she was like, there was a tunnel vision. Where's Joe? And then, hey, butthead. You guys, when she said butthead, I would rather play ass naked volleyball in front of all of America than watch a grown woman greet her ex-boyfriend like that while he is laying next to his new girlfriend. That was, and I get it, everybody has little nicknames, pet names, but for her first words back in seeing her ex-boyfriend of 2 years, hey, butthead. Oh my God. My body, my soul left my body. The secondhand embarrassment. I passed away. I came back to life. And then I passed away again just to prove a point. Again, I don't know if this was the editing, the production, if they told her, Kendall, I want you to go in there and say, hey, butthead. She should sue. Truthfully, she should sue. That was the most uncomfortable entrance I've ever seen. And I think I just really thought Kendall was cool. And this was not a cool entrance at all. So I'm starting to question everything in Paradise. And the good news is it seems like everybody else is questioning everything. And that's exactly what I want. I want Paradise to be messy. And this week delivered in the mess. I was not bored. And I cannot wait to see what happens next week. I just hope to God we don't ever have to hear the words butthead again. And I guess that just leaves us with our deep dive of the day. It is less of a deep dive and more of a PSA. I saw on Instagram that Leva's, quote, highly anticipated spinoff, Leva from Southern Charm, is reportedly filming in Charleston. And it's featuring the employees of her restaurant, Republic Rain. So if this is the Vanderpump Rules but Charleston version, I'm very interested. And I don't know any more than that. I'm really just shooting from the hip here, and I just read you a blind item. But I'm very excited. I love Leva. I love her husband. I love them together. I love their child. I probably would love their restaurant. So I can't wait to see what they have in store. And you guys, thank you so much for listening to Pop Chaser today. I will be back tomorrow with more headlines. Until then, check us out on thedip.com. You can use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And have a great Wednesday, and cheers!